Yeah, let's do that.
Tesvov Tsivun Toshim Pei Vov Harav Moti Posen Shlita. Okay. Give me a second.
Okay. I want to discuss today a very basic topic that has very many halachas applicable to it. The second most basic entity in the world, I think the most basic entity is air, oxygen. It's the something we have a lot of around the world. That's the basic. After that, the second most basic thing I want to talk about is water. There's lots of water around the world. I actually checked. People say this, I think it's a mistake. People say the most basic thing is air, so there's the most of it. The next is water, so there's second most is water. And lastly is food. However, about 98.5% of the world's water is undrinkable. So to say that it's there to use for consumption is a horrible mistake. But most of the world, we know there's lots of water around. I want to talk about water and all the halachas applicable to water. I'm sure there's many more I'm going to get to. I got here to 21 different halachas, which are applicable to solely just the water, not liquids, water. So I thought we'll go through a couple of them. I was actually learning with someone and something came up about water. And I was telling him it's similar to another halacha about water, and then another halacha, and then another. Eventually, this shiur sort of formed in my head, realizing how many different halachas are applicable to water. Now, whenever you talk about one topic, one idea across many topics, it can get dangerous. Because if you ever pick up a seif on, let's say, Arab Aminim. So you know the Mechab has gone through Arab Aminim, he's learned it well, and now he wrote a seif on it. If you ever go through an idea which comes up across the board in very many areas, for example, there's many sforim on traveling. So when a person writes a sefer on the halachas of traveling, it means they have to have learned tefillas aderech, hilchos tefillah, hilchos kashrut, many different topics. For example, there's a sefer I saw the halachas applicable to a basi shul, to girls. And there as well, he had to have covered so many topics. So usually, it's more difficult for a person to have learned a topic well enough to have written a sefer on so many different aspects. And only it's more tricky. Like in yeshiva, everyone knows they have Ian Seder and Bekir Seder. Ian is in the morning where they learn in depth. They take a Gemara, they go through it in depth. They rip it to pieces, every Kasha, every Teretz, the Rashi, the Tosfos. They do so much in depth. Then comes Bekir Seder, where they just move much quicker. You put your Kashas aside and you read through it generally. So they say when you learn Ian, you know everything. You learn so deeply about nothing. You don't cover much ground. Whereas Bekir, you know nothing about everything. So often when a person does this, there's a lot of different topics you want to incorporate into one sefer, one shiur, one idea. It means that you couldn't have done the necessary research as if you would have stuck to one singular topic where it's easier to confine your concentration to one type of issue. But I thought we'll go through here. Water, like we said, is very basic. Many interesting things about water. I was actually talking to someone who was telling me facts about water. There was too many for me to remember. But there's many different interesting things that people are unaware of. The most basic is the human being can't live in water. We go into water, let's say it's over. Fish can only live in water. They're built differently to human beings in that the water is their very oxygen. That's how they breathe. And it's interesting how some life, even animals, are in water, they drown, whereas fish survive in water. There's many different paradoxes within water. There's a way it can freeze and boil at the same time. Most people are aware of these facts. And there's very many other points about water we're not going to discuss so much. But it's the most basic thing they point out as well, that water, in every language, is a similar word to what. Like, mayim is ma, vasa is water, what, and water. Because it's unidentifiable, it's nothing to it. Water has no taste. Yet when you need it, it quenches your thirst. It cleans, it washes, it keeps a person's internal system healthy through water. It's a very interesting thing how it's got nothing to it. It's transparent, it has no flavour, yet it's the most basic thing we need. So to start off with the most basic halacha, there's no order or specification here. We're going to dot around the Alef Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, picking out any time water is mentioned. The first one is, in Bishalakum, you want to go to the shop and order, let's say a coffee, which is primarily water, or you want to have some hot water that Goita puts on the kettle. What's halacha with Bishalakum? See, everyone knows that hot water is okay. Why is it okay? Because by Bishalakum, there's two things which are never a problem with Bishalakum. Number one is, if it's Ne'echal Chai. If you can eat this raw, you have a carrot. Carrots can be eaten raw. So if a goy cooks your carrots for you, no problem, you can eat them. There's no bishalakim on anything that can be eaten raw. So carrots, there's no bishalakim. On the other side, potatoes would be, because you can't eat potatoes raw. Water, we know, is eaten hot, cold, raw, cooked, whatever it is. Therefore, there's no bishalakim on water. And the poskim discuss, famously on Shulchan Aruch, on his kelim, right now, seven reasons why you're allowed to order a coffee in a non-Jewish shop. Now, we're not discussing kashrus, because there's issues with milk, an issue with other kelim, but just purely from a bishalakim perspective, it would be no problem for the coffee. The coffee's already cooked, the sugar's cooked, and the only issue would be the water, which they cook, but there's no bishalakim on water. Another hetter of bishalakim, which will apply to water too, and that is, anything which is not choshuv, there's no bishalakim. The rule, Chazal says, oil al shulchan malachim. So you present in a royal meal. Now it doesn't mean oil al shulchan malachim, a king. You don't have to go to the White House dinner, if you don't get shot, to find out what's going on, you know, what sort of food they serve. Rather, the idea is something you'd serve in a respectable setting. Your future mechutan comes, I would say son-in-law, but usually someone doesn't get the respect that someone comes, you want to try and make it something decent, so one of your kids, so you can get a scrambled egg, if it's all mochash, if you may need to give, scrambled egg is actually an interesting topic, because there are fancy settings where they would give a scrambled egg for breakfast, but then maybe a scrambled egg is something also quite, it's a bit in between. There are things which are a little bit unclear, but water, either way, water is never called kosher. You, even though you can present someone with a glass of water, and often by conferences where people want to drink, they're talking, they give water, but it's not something you could present someone with. I'd like to, come inside, let me offer you a glass of water. It's a practical thing you may need. You may need lots of different stuff. But it's not something you would honor someone with a glass of water. There was not Ilah Shulchan Malachim because it's not Choshev. Therefore, the first thing to know about water, there's no Bishalakim. Talking about Choshev, there's many other ramifications the fact water isn't Choshev. The person discuss, can you give water, a bottle of water, for Mishlachmanos? Mishlachmanos, we know it's two foods. The Gemara's mashmar idea that they gave drinks. So you can give a drink for Mishlachmanos, you have your cake and your bottle of wine, no problem. However, it's got to be something which is decent. It's got to be a mona. A mona means something choshev. So much so that the halacha brings in the ritva from the Chaya Adam, Baruch HaShulchan says as well, that if someone is more choshev, you've got to have something more. If you go to some very wealthy person and come to him with a very basic mishlachmanos, then you're not yaitza going to these poskim because it's got to be something choshev. You're presenting him with something. As I tell people, if you want to really be sure you're yaitza, the best is you find someone young. Find a 15-year-old boy or girl, someone who helps by you, someone who learns by you, someone who you know, you give them a shachmonis, you basically sort it because, from this perspective, because whatever you give them is choshev, you give them a chocolate and a can, they're happy. And therefore, you yitzah a shachmonis for that. But to give someone who's more high class, something cheap, you know yitzah. So water, the person discussed, are you yitzah with water? You get some very fancy bottles of water. You have a glass bottle, it's got some make on it, it's bottled at source, there's all the different milers. Is that choshev? And the person say no. Water, but mahusa is not choshev food. And therefore, even though it may be an expensive bottle of water, you are not yaitza mishlachmonas with a bottle of water. So you want to give someone a fancy cake, and you know, they're very health-minded, there's no Coca-Cola in their house. Bottle of water? No, you're not yaitza bottle of water. It's not choshev. There is discussion now. Nowadays, they have all the flavored waters. You get these waters, Volvic and other companies do water which are with a pinch of taste, a little touch of flavor. What is that? Is that called a choshev drink now? Because it's a flavored drink. Or is it blibe water? Is it still water? And here again, these things are told on Shikla Das and Svara. Everyone's entitled to be magdurate the way they see it. It could be it's more choshev because it's peach flavored, whatever it is. Or you say, no, but it is water. It's not something which is not like a drink and a bottle of Coke. It's a bottle of Coke. This water with flavor, that's a little bit unclear how you view this water. Another case where water is not choshev, I was actually learning now in preparation for some holidays. Erev Tchumen, people have the shaila always. They're in a holiday house, they want to go somewhere, they want to go somewhere far, visit someone. Someone asked me last year, he has a minion in his brother's house, it was too far. So we know you make an Erev. For Erev Tchumen, use any food that's nechel in a pass. You don't have to ever give bread. Something that is there, lafas is a pass. For example, classic, take a bottle, a jar, whatever it's called, a container of peanut butter, and you put it down as your Erev because it's Ne'echel Mapas, peanut butter eaten with bread. However, it's always something decent, something substantial. Water, even if you would dip your bread in water, water wouldn't be choshev for an Erev. Water's not choshev. Similarly, whenever you come to a Zimun, two people are eating together, you want to join? People don't know what's real, there's two people are eating together, they go to someone's house, they're having a meal, you pop in at the end of the meal, oh, would you like some dessert? Sure, who doesn't want dessert? You eat dessert with them, anytime the third person has eaten anything, they join for the zimun. So if you come for dessert, you have even a drink, you join for dessert, you join for zimun, even with a drink. However, water's different. Water, again, is so not choshev. If you have a cup of water in the house, you come in, it's very hot, you look at those drinks, you're not going to touch any of those chemicals. You have a cup of water, you do not join for zimun. Again, water is not choshev enough to call it a food. Okay, moving on to Hilchos Shabbos. Where does water come into Hilchos Shabbos? Of course, there's many different times. Again, we're talking about specifically water. The first thing to know is, by Bishul, water is a little bit interesting. Because we know there's something called Machol Ben Drusoy. What's Machol Ben Drusoy? You have your chalent, your chicken, you put it on a Friday. Last minute, everyone had the shayla last week with the tefshilin. It's the hoyle, to be ready early. But on a normal week, you put your chalent in your crock pot, you switch it on. Do you need a blech? The halacha is, machlokes chananel chomer, perikira. If the food is raw when Shabbos comes in, you need a blech. Why do you need a blech? Usually, k'derech has is different, but normally you need a blech. Because you're worried, you may come, you look at the food, oh no, it's not ready, you start panicking, but the food's not going to be ready in time, you'll come to touch something. Therefore you need a blech as a reminder, don't go near this food. That's when the food is raw when Shabbos comes in. If the food is malchum ben drusoy, a third or half cooked, it means you can nechal it as chak, give it some yeshiva bachrim, and they manage to get their teeth into it, then it's called cooked enough to leave without a blech. And this is very applicable. Some holidays coming up, people go away, they haven't got a blech. Every year people call up, what do? I've got my hot plate, I've got my gas, my hot, but I've got no blech. I always say to them, what do you need a blech for? What do you mean? Shabbos, you need a blech. You don't need a blech at all. You need a blech for one of two reasons. Either the food is raw, which generally on holiday, you've got it frozen, or just start early enough, the food's not raw, it's machal ben drusoy, it's a third or a half cooked. The second reason you need a blech for, even more importantly, usually because it's more applicable, is chazar. If you take the challah on Friday night, and then put it back, with no blech, the food is awesome to eat. Awesome for you, awesome for everyone who's intended for, the whole Shabbos, the food goes in the fridge, and you have a mot Shabbos. It's very easy to happen, take the part off, only the wrong part, put it back, you're out. That food is now awesome to eat, the whole Shabbos. You need a blech for chazar. But if you're not doing chazar, the chicken Friday night, no chazar, you take it off and eat it, and it's cooked enough that it can be eaten, you don't need the blech. Machol ben drusoy. Machol ben drusoy again is what? It's cooked enough that you can just about eat it. The cooking process is done enough, there is edible, halidah as a chak. Question is by water. Water, we know, there's bubbling point when it's cooked. Before bubbling point, the water's full of bacteria, it's not cooked, it's not ready for anything. How do you have machol ben drusoy in water? I boil my kettle for Shabbos, I've got no blech on my kettle. So I plug in the switch, and the water's heating up slowly. What do? There's no blech. Machal ben drusoy, you can't drink hot water later to chak when it's almost bubbling. It's not healthy, and it's not cold cooked. So what do you do by water?
Water's not a machal.
Therefore?
Say, machal soy, I'm really referring to food.
Right, but the same hakdol would be if you need the blech, because it's not cooked, you may come to panic.
Water's not clusters of food, maybe that's a different.
No, so with regard to the blech, it was going to be about fully cooked then. Okay, let's, if water's fully cooked, you're fine. If it's not fully cooked, put the bedi hatzah. So here the boys from saying that we rely on Yatzelezer's point. Yatzelezer will be the carpet, it's a svar, and everyone agrees to this. But many go with this. Once it's reached Yatzelezer's point, it's so hot. Again, there's different agdars, there's 41 to 9 to 80 something, different points of different amounts. Once it's that hot, we treat it like Machal ben drusoy, even though it's not. It's not shayach machal ben drusoy by water. We treated the machal ben drusoy, and now you're allowed to leave your kettle on without a blech, and rely on the fact that you have the bubble only when Shabbos comes in. Another halacha to get to Shabbos with bishul with water is ein bishul lacha bishul by dogagush. We know it's solid. You have your potato kugel. Potato kugel is raw. Doesn't taste very good. Cook it. It's great. You have a potato kugel. When it cools down, it's now a cold potato kugel. You can still eat it, just it's cold. It may not be as geschmack, but it's cold. A chalent that's cooled down, often people won't touch a cold chalent. But it is edible. When it's raw, it's not edible at all. Liquid water is very interesting. In the way that when it's cold, it's uncooked, it's just plain cold water. Once it's heated, you've cleaned out any germs in it, purified it, and now it's hot water, you can do many things with hot water, it's different. Once it cools down, it reverts back to the original position. You notice it's cold, hot water.
It's cold.
It's cold, cooked water, it's just back to where it was. Therefore, in Mishlach HaBishl, you take a kugel out the fridge, you're allowed to cook, heat up and cook it on Shabbos. Of course, you've got to put confidence around the blech, there's Gzeiras Drabonim, but in principle, you put it on a radiator where there's no problem of Mechzik HaBishl, you put your kugel on the radiator, it's boiling up, it's sizzling away, no problem. In Mishlach HaBishl, because you're not changing anything really significantly by reheating this kugel. By water, that's not the case. By water, we say, Yesh Mishlach HaBishl B'davalach. Why? Because when you take a cold liquid and heat it up and cool it down and heat it up, every time there's a proper significant change. Before it was water, now it's cooked hot water, which you should use for something. It doesn't become cold hot water, cold cooked water. Rather, it comes back to the original state. And that's why we pass him, Yesh Bishol, Ach HaBishol B'davalach. What the Rishonim hold. In principle, Yesh Bishol, Ach HaBishol B'davalach. So if you have your Shalom on Shabbos is cold, you want to put it with a hefsek. However, it's mutter to heat up on Shabbos, no problem. But if you'd have your chicken soup, you'd have a problem with bishul lach ha-bishul b'davalach.
Even though the shalom's got the lach in it, no problem, right?
Or
what?
Oh, so there it depends if it's bottled to it, if it's in a small amount. Because many go with the, in principle, in bishul lach ha-bishul b'davalach, it's a chumrah. Yeah, it's unclear how much of a chumrah is. Chazish ha-tos, mamish ha-chumrah, bishpah, mumach on it. But in principle, we're normally machmeh for bishlach habishl avalach. Going along to Hilchos Brachos. We all know water is shahakal in the Yevidvari. Great, beautiful. The reverse of water, people always realize, I've seen people often have a drink, shahakal, have a drink, and they forget Baruch Nefoshes. For Baruch Nefoshes, you don't need very much for Baruch Nefoshes. Your average coffee cup, like there's quite a few rounds here, or plastic cup, 3/4 full normally is a reverse. Definitely, I know if you do my brachas. And therefore, you have 3/4 of a plastic cup. Often, that will be enough for burning fashions. Water is one of the, is not one of, it's the only foods that if you are not thirsty, you don't make a bracha. Which means you have, I don't know, a jelly bean because you don't want the kids to have it. So you pick it up and eat it. You don't like it, you don't want it. Hey, you don't like it. You're okay, but you don't need it. You make shakal. Anytime there's a nose growing, you have the taste, whether you are interested, even if you're not interested. But it's there, you need a bracha. Water is only there because it quenches the thirst. When you're not thirsty, there's no point in water. There's a cup on the table, you don't need it, so you pick it up, chug it down because there's nowhere else to put the water. Then you would not make shahakal on that water. So too, people aren't always aware of this. If you need a very small drink, tiny drink, but there's a lot in the cup, so you chug the whole cup down, you don't make barnafoshes. Barnafoshes is on a reverse of water that you were thirsty for. You weren't thirsty for this whole reverse, you wanted a tiny bit. When you, people are, sometimes their mouth gets dry, they take a little bit of water, the cup's full, it's going to spill, they take the whole cup down, no Baruch Nefoshes. Shahagal, yeah, because Baruch Rishon is even on a mashu. Baruch Rishon is on a tiny bit. But Baruch Acharon is only on a substantial amount. And it's Yisidayim, it's only on a kazayas of, as in someone's house recently. And I was talking, there was Motzah Shabbos, table was clear. And when he cleared the table, some crumbs of bread were still on the table. In the middle of a conversation with him, and when he stopped, he says, "Baruch Atah Hashem." He says, "The Baruch Amo Yitelechem Laretz." He starts picking up the crumbs and eating it. I was like a bit taken aback. He goes, "What's the problem?" And I realize he's right. You don't need to sit down for a few crumbs of bread. Don't need Baruch Akreina. He means I might see a few crumbs of bread, and we carried on talking. There's certain halachas that we usually put hand in hand with others that aren't exclusively dependent on them. For example, I might see if you have a tiny crumb of bread, you don't need to wash the dishes out. So to a drink, if you have a tiny bit of food, you'll always make a bracha because you taste it. Water, amount that you need, you make shakal, but Baruch Nefoshes is dependent on having a reverse of water that you need it because you are thirsty.
You take medication.
Right, you take medication down. I was actually in hospital and I saw once with someone. And there was a nurse there, it was a from years, but I don't know what sort of education he had had. He looked like a from person, but he was obviously, you know, he wasn't. He came along with a cup of coffee for the person, and he said to him, "Don't make a bracha." He says, "Why not?" He said, "Because he's the only time in the coffee because he's so tired. Whenever you have a food because you need it for a certain reason, you don't make a bracha," which is not true. If you have a water, because the water has no taste or flavor. Every food has a flavor. If you enjoy the flavor or taste, you make a bracha. You hate coffee, you drink coffee because it's going to spill, you won't make a bracha. Water, there is no flavor to talk of. So if it does the service of quenching your thirst, you can make a bracha. Should it not do that, don't make a bracha. I say bracha achrona. The rabbi is quenching your thirst. But
flavored water, then.
Sorry?
Flavored water.
Oh, flavored water, you'd always make a bracha. Because there, the flavor is always there. There's always the flavor in the water. The coffee, the mistake of this person in the hospital was, he meant well, his mistake was, that coffee has a flavor, unless you don't like coffee, it's always got a flavor, and you would always make a bracha. I know someone who told me, Tam Chochem, told me he goes to Simchas, and people, yeah, Mazel Tov, the first thing is, they offer you a lechaim. He doesn't like lechaim, so I think many people don't, but he won't admit it. So therefore, he takes the whiskey, and he has it without a bracha. So either put it in the plant pot, it's not Shabbos, or put it down the table, or just drink it. I can't make a bracha. So I did test the taste. Told me sometimes he can't fall asleep, he has a shot of whiskey, no bracha, takes it down, doesn't enjoy it at all, which makes a lot of sense, he doesn't enjoy it at all, no problem. Drink it without a bracha. There's no bracha on something you don't enjoy. If you would eat this phone, you don't make a bracha. It tastes terrible. Medication. Depends if you like the taste. Often not. No bracha. Water has no taste to talk of. Rather, it depends on how thirsty you are. Another halacha to get to brachas. There's two brachas that work almost on any food. So that is shahakal of bezonos. Of course, we can't just use this easily, make shahakal. So I make shahakal when I come home. Part of when I leave the house and I've covered everything. It doesn't really work like that. There are specifics within brachas, and you have to get it right. But if you don't know, or you can't be mavari, don't, I once went to a restaurant in Eretz Yisrael, which I think has been closed down due to health and safety concerns. And they gave me, there was the last thing left, it was closing time, and I bought it. And I could say confidently, as I did 25 years later, I have no idea what that food was. I don't know if it was meat, potatoes, fish, chicken, I don't know what it was. It was like a mound of something, and it tasted terrible, but I was a bach in me at the time, and there wasn't much else. And I consumed it, so I made shahakal, because I still didn't know what it was. If you have no clue what something is, then shahakal or mezonos will always work. However, mezonos will not work on water, because it's not zon, it doesn't fill you up. So if you pick up a cup of water and you don't know what bracha is, say, oh, I remember mezonos works, or shahakal works. You cannot make mezonos on water, only shahakal on water. Salt is another exception of water and salt. You cannot make mezonos on them, and shahakal will do it, but not mezonos. So that's another halacha applicable to water, which is different to every other food, every other regular food that we're used to. The Gerech Pesach. We know water is one of the two ingredients. There's now matzah, hopefully nothing else. Matzah has got flour, water, and sweat. That's all it is. Different flavors depending whose sweat went into it. But that's matzah. That's all it is. When you get the round ones, you get the square ones. If you get the round ones, you cut corners. If you get the square ones, then you're in the box. You get your matzahs. Matzah only has those two things in it. Water is machmetz. If you put water with flour, it comes to chometz. Therefore, we have the pressure of quickly making it into matzah, baking it to avoid any shadows of chometz. Other liquids, if you put in apple juice to your flour and apple juice, you could put it together and leave it for 2 weeks. Come back, it's not chometz. The only thing that's machmetz is water. If you put water in and fruit juices, then it's machmetz even quicker than regular water. And we're very machmetz. That means you've got water and apple juice in your matzah, then you've got to be careful because then it gets chometz quicker. But generally, when you have water or fruit juice, water is machmetz, fruit juice isn't. And therefore, that's why we have the pressure by matzah. That's another point dafka by matzah of machmetz. Ma'am shalonu. People don't always know what ma'am shalonu is, but it means our water. Ma'am shalonu, like chevron shalonu, they got it back. Ma'am shalonu, shalonu means it slept. It's overnight. What does ma'am shalonu mean? Ma'am shalonu means the water is lonu, it's been sleeping overnight. You collected it just before sundown, pushkia, so when you have to collect the water, you keep it indoors overnight. The next day, you can use it for matzah. It's important to know that one of the compromises that a person has to endure when using machine matzah is they don't really have ma'am shalonu. Well, I shouldn't say like that. They have other attempts, they can't collect such a large amount of water because they're doing huge amounts. It's not like hand matzah where you take a finite amount and you work for 2-3 hours and it's over. Rather, it keeps churning on. So therefore, the ma'am shalonu of taking from a spring, dafka, shkir time, they don't do. There are other aids they're allowed where they take out the tap and they store it in the tank overnight, but it's not the same as regular ma'am shalonu that you would have normally. Water is machshir lekabel tuma. You have a fruit and it took off the tree, it never came in contact with water, it can't become tummy. If it got wet, it can't become tummy. Now this is very negeh lemaisa. No one cares about tuma and tara nowadays, we're all tummy. So why is it negeh lemaisa? It's negeh lemaisa because There's one truma that we still do nowadays, very often, do a couple of times a day, some people, and that is the truma, the separation you give to a kohen of afrashas challah. We don't actually give it to a kohen because we're not sure who's a real kohen, there's no authenticity with regard to the lineage, but we do separate it. If you make a dough, you take a piece of challah, what do you do with it? It's tomei. Why do you burn it? How can you burn it? It belongs to the kohen. The answer is, tumah tumea gets burnt. Truma tumea. This is now a truma. You take off your dough, you give it to a kohen. I don't know who a kohen is, I burn it. It's only truma tumea if it comes tomei. How does it come tomei? You touched it. It touched the bowl as you were mixing it. It can only be makshir lekal tumah if it's wet. If you make a dough with flour and apple juice, eggs, things are not zayin mashkin, then this dough is tahir. When you take a piece off, this is truma tahir. You're not allowed to burn truma tahir. Maybe you don't know who a kohen is, so you've got to find one. You can't prove it's a kohen, so then leave it. I don't want to tell you, but you can't burn it. The boys say if you do make a dough, sometimes people make a dough without any of the zayin mashkin. It's not so common, more by cake. The cake you're dealing usually with a small meal. Flour, cocoa, sugar, oil, eggs, non-zayin mashkin. But you make a smaller batch, make a huge batch. So you've got a big dough, which is tahar. So they point out what you do is you put in a tiny bit of water to the mixture. And now it's makshir, a tiny bit of water is makshir. Sometimes you don't even need to do that because everything has water nowadays. Your cocoa and sugar will be purified through spraying and bleaching the flour. So there's ready water in it. But if you were to know that that wasn't the case, as it could be, then you'd have a problem with truma, tahira, in regard, even nowadays, a ramification of not having water on a food which is not makshir in the kabbal tuma. Running out of time, we'll go a little bit faster. There is a minhag on Friday night to get drunk. I'm sure you all know about it. Yeah, about it. One of the most important minhagim they have in the Olima Yeshivas. Why do people drink Friday night? What is the story? So, really, the origin is many people, after the fish Friday night, they have a l'chaim. Why they have a l'chaim? Because the Gemara Moed Kachan says it's dangerous to drink water after fish. Why is it dangerous? We don't know. Why is it dangerous? Therefore, people have something else instead. If you have, I don't know, Coca-Cola, which is 98% water, then you haven't really gained. Some say you have. But to avoid this, you have to take whiskey, wine, alcohol, beverage, something which is completely removed from the shame dog of water, and you drink that. And therefore, that's the meaning to have it. In fact, the Mishmur says, the Be'alocha, that really you should make a bracha on whiskey. If you have a meal, why do you make a bracha on a drink? You have a meal, they make a bracha on a drink. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should make a bracha before the meal, because it's a sofik. The Ramah's make it, why? Ain't achid of loishtia, you've got a drink because you're thirsty. But that's because you're thirsty. If you make kids, generally you're covered. If you didn't make kids by this meal, you got the kids in the morning, shoo, now you come home. Why do you make a bracha? Today you have lunch, you wash for bread, and you have a meal. Why do you make a bracha on the drink? Because ain't achid of loishtia. But that's a shtia drink that's necessary for the continuity of your meal. You're thirsty, you can't drink. A shot of whiskey, or vodka, or liqueur, or anything, I mean like that, you're not thirsty, you're just having a drink. Therefore, you should need a bracha. Since it's sorry chasuda, because I've now finished my fish, and I can't continue to have meat without a drink, we know between fish, put on aware of this. As by Tam Chokham Salsanai Tzitzol, and after the fish goes to every one of the children, have you had a drink and a challah, every person gets interviewed because they've got sakona. We have fish and meat without kinuch hadacha between is a problem. So you have a drink and a challah, but the drink shouldn't be water according to this because it's dangerous. Now the Israel, many say today, it's changed. Shana Teva, people happily have tuna during the week or salmon, whatever fish it is, gefilte fish on Shabbos, and they're having drinks afterwards, no problem. You say Shana Teva, but those that were machme held with Surah Chasuda, I can't have my chicken soup before I've had a drink. Therefore, they have the fish, they have alcohol, which sometimes can prolong the meal by a couple of hours, this alcohol episode, and then they can carry on with the rest of the meal. But Surah Chasuda, therefore, you don't make a bracha. But the idea of not having fish, water after fish, is another halacha they get to. They get to the fish, they get duck with water. Run out of time, there's tevila and duck with water. You can't use a mikvah of apple juice, maybe more fun, but no, you've got to have a mikvah that's got to be water, netilas yadayim, and many other halachas which we haven't had time to discuss. We're applicable to water, but those are some of the halachas which is applicable specifically to water.
Hey, Shmei, Rabbi, go around.